Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
Woohoo!
The happiest place on earth. Happy Wednesday.
It is. Whoa, I'm twisting away from my microphone.
Whoa.
I actually can't.
Twisty chairs.
Whoa.
And she's back in.
How is everybody this fine Wednesday?
It feels like we're experiencing, you know, summer all over again.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a rebirth. I'm not sure how long this heat wave is supposed to last. Actually, when you're listening to this, it probably will be raining.
so maybe that
won't be the vibe.
We checked the forecast. We're like, do you know what? I welcome rain.
We're ready for it now, aren't we?
Well, yeah, because even this morning, right, I was getting dressed.
We're ready for a change of season.
And I could feel the heat radiating through the glass. Like, I knew
through the walls.
It's fucking hot out there. But I still grabbed my Uggs, my joggers, and my fleecy zip-up knit because I thought I'm going to resist this weather as much as possible. Mm. Listen, I did look at that. I've got that little pink sundress.
Yes.
I looked at it and I thought, that'd be appropriate. I wouldn't be sweating. I'd be comfortable. I'd feel aerated. I'd feel cool.
Breezy.
But I thought, no.
You're not in the zone.
It's September. It's Halloween. It's pumpkin
it's
season.
It's spooky season.
It's PSL season.
Pumpkin spice latte
yeah.
season. Iced coffees are out.
Because me and Sophia,
hot coffees are in, yeah. apparently.
Yeah. We're brainstorming Halloween outfits and it's serious. Because we're taking Halloween seriously this year.
Which we never have before.
Which we never have before. But like, we're serving like 3 looks each.
We say.
No, we are.
We're sat here with no plan.
Don't say we say we are. I've already thought about two of our looks.
It's a plan. But I know how we've said this a lot of times before.
Me too. But I'm...
Chintzy has been saying she's going to be Princess Jasmine since we were about 18 years old. Every single Halloween. It's not happened yet.
It's not going to happen.
But
this year.
The manifesting is what counts. And that's what we do best.
Yeah.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
So, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Welcome back to the pod.
Yes.
So, our question of the week
this week, this one
was
got me going.
Inspired by something that happened to us last night.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it? Yeah. No, listen, happens to the best of us.
Happens to the best of us.
And especially, you know, it's a safe place. We were literally in the girls' bathroom.
It's the safest place
and
there is.
And it was the safest place. And we were just chit-chatting and we just heard a little fart.
Yeah. And it made us giggle.
We just heard a little fart from the cubicle. Mm. I thought, look, girl, you can't control. I can never control mine.
Let it out, girl. This is the place.
This is the place to do it. Mm. Safe space. And
so it inspired our question of the week.
Because there's nothing worse
than holding in.
Than holding in and crippling.
Bellyache.
You're crippling.
Have you ever held in a fart for so long that your belly just
swells?
And it feels like you can't even walk.
But it's shooting pains up your spine.
Yeah? And it's just like,
no, but you just feel the worst kind of bloating.
Yes.
Hard belly.
Pain.
Can't fucking move. Painful.
Solid as a rock.
But you can't even relax because you're in constant...
You're in constant clench.
Constant clench.
So, you know, we're here to normalize gases, farting? Bodily gases.
No, me and Sophia welcome pooing and farting.
Yeah, we're very open about it. Yeah. We're not embarrassed about it at all.
Not at all. You shouldn't be. It's literally every single person has a poo.
Every single one.
You're probably born with poo all over you.
Right. And your mum probably poos as she pushes you out.
Right. That's exactly. Like, you've probably had poo in your eye from that.
So we thought our question of the week this week could be, tell us your first fart stories with your man.
Yeah.
Your significant other.
With your
Because, you know, we've all been there. There's always gets to that point in a relationship where it's like, okay, so we're farting in front of each other now.
Yeah. I love
And it's always that. Yeah. It's a landmark, and it's like, oh, okay.
But do you think it's a true test of...
comfortability.
Yes, and someone's character as well. Do they welcome the farts or not?
Oh, okay, let's talk about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, no, because I remember my first boyfriend thought I was absolutely disgusting if I ever allowed any kind of little fart. And it was like, relax, babe.
Really?
Like, yes.
But then they happily fart all the time.
Exactly, it's double standards.
Double standards.
But also it's like, it's just a slip of a... What is it? It's just
air.
It's just an air bubble passing through my backside. Mm,
which you say that you love.
Right, you love my juicy booty.
Right. So what's the problem?
So it's like, what's wrong with an air bubble? But I remember him like detesting any sign of a fart, and I was relax.
God.
Like, you can't fucking control it.
But like, you can't live like that.
Exactly.
Like, I can maintain that. I can maintain that for 2 dates a week. I can't maintain that on a Wednesday morning, you know, 24/7.
Exactly. Like, absolutely. On that first date, we're not letting rip.
Yeah.
But
come on.
2 years in.
And I'm going to let it out. I can't clench.
Clenching all night, waking up with a rock hard belly, man.
So these are what your guys have said about the first time you farted. Tried to cough at the same time to cover it. Completely mistimed.
No, but that's a risky one. I wouldn't be able to control the cough, and that it would just rip. Cough and fart. Okay. What else? I remember my first fart.
Watching a film when he was laying in between my legs.
No. Yeah. Thing is, I welcome farts, but I don't want to feel it against my skin.
I don't want to be there.
I don't want to feel it against my thigh.
I don't want to feel the...
the vibrations.
We were spooning. I thought he was asleep, so I farted. He was not asleep. We were fast asleep, had been arguing all night. I farted really loud and it woke us both. That kind of cuts the tension.
Not after an argument.
Breaks the ice.
Yeah.
I blamed it on their 14-year-old dog. He did a silent fart and you said it was the dog.
That's a classic one though, just passing the blame.
Oh,
it's
a classic. It wasn't me.
You think that was me? No.
I would say if it was me.
Guys, if I fart, I would literally say.
I'm not embarrassed.
Meanwhile.
I was on the toilet having a wee. He came in to brush his teeth and it just slipped out. Yeah, because you're relaxed.
Yeah, and they're the innocent ones.
I tried to show my abs. I tensed so hard, I farted.
Really? Okay.
I did a handstand and farted, but didn't realize.
Not the handstand. Hey, watch this, yeah? I can handstand. You just fart.
Sneezed and it came out by accident.
Sneezing. I feel like that's probably got a lot of us, hey?
Farted in my sleep and it woke the both of us.
See, that's what scares me, you know, about maybe like sleeping in the bed with someone for the first time. Mm. When you're asleep.
You don't know what's going on.
You have no idea, right?
But also,
so
I
like,
feel
you
like
could just be fart.
But I do feel like the first like few fair times you spend the night at a partner's house, you're not in that same sleep relaxing state that you are in your own bed.
That's true.
You're very aware that like, okay, I'm sleeping at this boy's house. Like, you're not, you
don't relax fully.
Yeah, you don't sleep as well those first few times.
Yeah, no, I actually do hear that. Yeah, it's not the best sleep.
Yeah,
life,
it's not the best
sleep.
Period fart, say no more. Woke up to it, you were farting all night. I said, no, I wasn't. And he played a
recorded it. No, please, I wouldn't be able to wake up to someone.
Oh, way to ruin it. You were
said
you've
to
just
me,
got no idea.
You were fine all night. Excuse me.
Me? No, I wasn't.
It's literally like you've been seeing this guy from. You were fighting all night. Excuse me. I'd literally.
Surely not.
The way you'd have to play that. No, I wasn't.
You can't pass that off.
I've recorded it, babe.
Anyone?
Did he say he's recorded it? Yeah. Oh, I'd never be able to see that person
first
ever again.
First part after 3 years, and I bent over to stroke the cat.
What do you mean first part? Yeah. Oh, 3 years.
She'd been holding him for 3 years and she bent over to stroke the cat.
Oh, I'm literally getting up.
2 years in, I've still never farted in front of him. Oh my God, just let it out.
Just if you that you're incredible.
You can't live like that.
No, but you were incredible for controlling your bowels that way. Like,
but what if like the bloat and the pain?
Well, I know. I would have to. I mean, after you know a couple months. 6 months, I was going to be like, this is real life, babes.
Sorry.
But also, like, when I wake up, like, the morning poo's gonna hit.
It arrives on time.
Yeah, you know, knock, knock.
Time to drop the kids off at the pool.
Ew. Ew. And then, but then the thing is, like, I'll be in a bad mood all day. Like, if it's not arrived,
if Chintia hasn't had her morning poo, best believe we'll all hear about it all day.
Well, yeah,
I've not pooed yet. I've not had my morning poo yet. I'm feeling really off.
But I'm uncomfortable. Like, and I can't relax. And then
that's
I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then it's like, it concerns me because I'm like, what did I eat yesterday? Why is it not? You know, and then I'm thinking, like, I ate normally yesterday. I didn't eat anything, you know? Anyway.
Someone replied saying, is this after what happened at the NTAs in the bathroom? We're shaking so much from the cold, it squeezed a fart. We were filming a TikTok and I laughed and then farted. Still haven't done it in 3 years.
Wow.
Just can't bring myself.
Wow. But it's like, do these men think we are just creatures who...
eat rainbows and poop butterflies?
Yeah, like just don't fart.
6.5 years in and I have still never.
Wow.
That's wow.
The thing is, like, that's impressive. There should probably be.
Oh my God, look at this. I saw something like this.
This.
I saw something like this on TikTok. My boyfriend got me a cake the next day saying your first fart.
I love
so
that.
So worth
a supportive
it.
Farting boyfriend. I love
so funny.
That. Like, I don't want to feel like I
my
can't
man
fart.
Kept calling me trumpet bum, so I stopped.
Trumpet. That's cute.
That's endearing.
That's endearing.
Yeah,
that's
he likes
that's
it.
That's a supportive farting boyfriend.
We was having sex and I farted so hard. The loudest fart came out. Because you're just loose and relaxed down there. You've lost all control.
Your inhibitions are lowered.
He thought something had fallen over upstairs. I just played it off that it was wind.
Oh my god, that would have been, that must have been a massive one.
I said, I'm ready for my massage, bare ass, face down, and farted.
Ready for my massage. I love that.
Was being tickled and laughed so hard, it just slipped out.
See, tickling, you cannot clench and laugh at
no,
a tickle
you can't.
At the same time.
You can't.
So it's like one of the other, one or the other. Yeah, like that's agony, being tickled and trying to hold in a fart.
Oh, that's impossible.
That's impossible. I don't.
I get
I
get nervous farts. It was on our first date.
Oh, love that.
Just get nervous.
You were farting all night. I can't get over that one.
You were farting all night. Fuck.
You
the
were
panic.
Farting all night.
He scared me. He made me jump, and I let one out in front of his family. Kill me.
Not the family.
Yeah. Was getting out of the car for a date and after holding it in for ages and just let it rip. First time we ever had sex.
Oh my God.
Tried to disguise it as a queef, but it just wasn't.
But it just wasn't.
It just crept out.
Listen, yeah.
I was stood there naked after sex and he made me laugh. One just slipped out. I was mortified. Just naked, like.
Just naked after sex sometime.
Oh, God. See, it's a funny thing.
It's
it should be like a funny
thing.
Moment.
And I think if your boyfriend's like super weird about it and
then
it's
he's
not
got
a
problem.
It's a red flag,
yeah,
honestly.
Because I can't live like that.
No, it's like, it's fucking not. Like, what we're going to do when we've got kids?
Kids.
And
How are you going to watch me give birth
right.
and go through all of that if you can't even handle a fart?
A little bit of, air passing through my asshole.
Yeah, that's good. It's a sign of health.
It's literally a sign of health. If I genuinely hadn't farted for 6 years while being with you, I'd have to go to the hospital.
There'd be an issue somewhere. For sure.
So welcome the farts, babes. Mm.
Everyone's welcome around here.
It shows I'm
especially
eating.
In the girls' bathroom.
Shows I'm eating well.
The right foods.
The legumes and the beans.
The lentils.
The lentils and the vegetables. Baby.
Okay, shall we get into some dilemmas then?
Yes.
So it is girl talk this week.
Slake.
So I've flagged a lot in this inbox.
Absolutely.
There was some good stuff in here. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't really know where to start.
Take it away. Just see where your instincts...
Where the heart takes me.
Where the heart takes you, girl.
Okay, let's see where this one takes us, ladies and gentlemen. So...
Yes, please.
She's put, please, no judgment. Of course.
Of course not.
No judgment here at the girls' bathroom. I can't speak to anyone about this because I know how awful it is and I feel like I'm going insane. Pre-warning, right. It's a long one. So, me and this boy, Brian, have been friends with benefits for nearly 4 years now.
Cool.
That's
blimey.
A long friend. I wonder if you farted in front of him.
I would imagine so. Because it's like,
but
I don't care.
But friends with benefits.
So
yeah.
It's a bit more sexier, I guess. Yeah.
We're in the same friendship group. And although we've never been particularly close, we've always had this chemistry between us.
Mm-hmm.
And always ended up sleeping with each other, you know, after nights out.
Yeah.
So, if we're at the pub, like...
The magnetic field is just pulling you guys together.
However, it's never going any further than sex. Neither of us have ever wanted it to go any further than this either. We've both had quite long-term relationships in between.
Oh, okay.
Neither party sees the other as like end game.
Yeah.
But this is just like we enjoy the friends with benefits situation.
I've like never been on a date. Because when it's like, you know, if we're ever to go on a date, then it's different.
Yeah. He was my rebound when I split from my ex-boyfriend and I was his when he split with his ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I know how weird it sounds, but it's always just been the way that we are. We get on so, so well, and for so many years, I genuinely never saw anything with him or wanted anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just weirdly have this undeniable sexual chemistry.
Yeah.
Around a year ago, I introduced my lifelong best friend to him.
Oh, okay.
She lives across the country, so we don't get to see each other often. However, we're like sisters. Mm-hmm. I call her parents my auntie and uncle.
Aww.
Our parents have been best friends since they were small. Mm-hmm. Like, we've kind of been destined to be friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brian and her really hit it off.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
And ended up getting into a relationship.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Hang on.
Yeah. So she introduced
her
best mate
to
this guy.
To a relationship with the guy that you're having friends with benefits with.
Right.
That's wild from her.
That's wild. But I guess, I bet you, like, you would maybe play it down. Like, this is Brian. Like,
does she know this has been your friends with benefits?
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, he's just a really good friend. I've known him for years.
Yeah.
You know, surely you've mentioned, we've slept together quite a few times. But I guess... I don't know. Were they like, oh, we're just friends. Like, we just have sex. That's actually crazy.
That's wild.
But I would never get... Like, imagine you had a friends with benefits and I got into a relationship. I wouldn't even look at the guy.
Well, most people wouldn't. Like...
So I'm wondering, like, did she play it down? Like, we're just friends.
Did she not know?
And him. Like, we're just literal, like, we're mates. Because that's wild.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of girls out there, not that it's a right or wrong, but there's not a lot of girls out there that would want to sleep with someone their friend has slept with.
But their lifelong bestie has slept with.
That's rare.
Yeah. So,
anyway, so Brian and her really hit it off and ended up getting into a relationship.
God.
And long story short, they're moving in together in 2 weeks.
Shit.
So oh my God, she said, my best friend, of course, knows the history between me and Brian. What?
What?
She is moving wild.
Wait,
and
how
it did,
do
of
you
course,
feel about this?
It did, of course, cause a bit of a shift,
right.
I'd say so, between our friendship and made things a little difficult.
Mm.
When they first got together, it didn't really bother me. I found it a bit strange, but it didn't like...
Well, because also like they weren't moving in together yet.
Right.
You're just thinking, oh, let her date him, right. You know.
And you've always like, you've never wanted to date Brian.
Yes.
So it's sort of like, well, I'm not going to date him. So if you like him, like, sure.
Yeah, and I guess it's like, well, I can't tell you not to... I mean, you can, but I can't tell you not to date him when, yeah, I don't want to date him.
Mm.
But obviously there's feelings there between the two of you.
4 years you've been friends with benefits. Yeah, that's longer than a lot of people's relationships.
Right, it shows that you're very fond of each other.
Yeah.
And find each other wildly sexually attractive.
Yeah. There's a comfortability there.
So the fact that
there.
She would even want to go there with that
is
guy
baffling.
Is crazy.
But they're obviously a good match because they're moving in together.
Well, yeah. Obviously it was undeniable love and chemistry and getting along vibes.
Okay, we've still got half the email. So, right. However, a few weeks ago, it was Brian's leaving due before he moves away with my best friend, of course, because she lives on the
away,
other side
so
of the
country.
So he's
just going.
So he must, again, be head over heels for her if he's going to move across the country
Shit
for
me.
This girl.
Shit me.
Long story short, we all got really drunk and he kissed me.
Oh no, God.
Okay. She's again put please no judgment. Of course not. I've never felt so awful in my life. I have no idea what to do. The kiss was exciting and reminded me of how electric everything used to be between me and Brian.
Lovers.
Even now, whenever we're together, the sexual chemistry between us is undeniable. Yeah. And I find it almost unbearable to hang around with them both together. Yeah. Since it's happened, I can't stop thinking about how awful I feel, but also how gutted I feel that they're starting an amazing life together.
Right.
I can't not tell her because it would not only break her... I cannot tell her because it would not only break her heart, but ruin her whole life. They move in literally 2 weeks. I know he won't tell her and he can move on and pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
But it's driving me insane and I don't know what to do. How can I live with a secret this big? What if they get married and I still know we did this awful thing that she doesn't know about? It's a lie that I have to keep for the rest of my life and I don't think I'll ever forgive myself. Oh, babe, you're being really hard on yourself here.
But also you've been through a lot.
But also like
you've been
it's not like you've not kissed before. Like you guys have slept together for 4 years.
Like you guys have the history and obviously the undeniable
it gets even worse. Okay, let's buckle up. This weekend I'm going up to visit my best friend before she moves and Brian is going to be there too. I have to sit with Brian, my best mate, both our families, and act like nothing's happened. Act excited for them both, this amazing chapter they're about to go on, knowing that me and Brian have had this kiss. What makes it even worse is that I can't shake the feeling I have towards Brian. It's making me feel 100% worse. So it's not even like I'm over Brian and whatever. Like you actually have feelings for him, which is making this whole thing even more complicated.
Yeah. It's not like whatever you guys had has like died.
Yes.
It's very much alive.
It's not died, yeah.
Like you kissed last fucking week.
I just feel like I'm losing Brian and my best friend.
Oh, no.
I know how selfish I sound saying this after what I did and that's what makes it worse. I just can't control how I'm feeling. If you have any advice on how to handle this weekend when I have to spend it with all of them and not let the guilt consume me and end up telling her, which will only ruin everything. I don't know how to act normal and unbothered in front of them.
Gosh.
Just please help. God, you're in. Gee.
Listen,
first of all, I see
how you've found yourself here. Like,
and also like we were saying as we were reading it,
yeah.
It was wild of your best friend. If you ask me, that was wild.
To even go on a date with this
of
guy.
Of your best friend.
To even kiss this guy
yes.
would have been wild. That would have been enough of an email for us to go, you know, if it was just like my best friend kissed my friends with benefits. That in itself, I'd be like, oh my God, this is wild.
Yeah.
But this is wild.
The fact that she's actually got in a relationship with this guy, moving in with this guy.
Pursued him completely.
Like you could have.
The history that you guys had.
Yeah. Like. A lot of girls would have fell out with their best friend years ago over this. Like they wouldn't even know each other to the point where you knew when they were moving in. Like as soon as she slept with him or kissed him, for a lot of girls, that would have been the end of the friendship.
Well, yeah, that's very hard to be friends
with someone.
So you've
really hung in there. but for a long time.
Yeah, that is so hard to like remain friends with someone who you feel like has just disregarded
your feelings.
You and any kind of feelings you had.
Yeah.
Any kind of history that you had with this guy.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether the
it's girl code at the end of the day.
It's girl code. Regardless of whether you're like sleeping with him now or not, it's like.
Or whether you want to marry him or not.
It's like how many men
is there's on a history.
This, right. How many men is on this planet, Soph?
Billions.
Billions. Go find another one.
Mm.
Like, don't take my guy, regardless of whether he's a friends with benefits or
yeah
whatever. Okay, so what in the world? Right. Think about it like this, right? Yes, you still care for your best friend.
Yeah.
Right? She's with a guy who's just cheated on her.
Right. That's true.
And like, who is this guy?
Mm,
who does
that's
he,
true.
Who does he think he is? By like kissing you and playing you both. Like, why did he even go for your best friend?
Yeah.
Shows that he doesn't even have any respect for you or cares for you or anything.
And then, yeah, kissed you at the leaving party.
And then
party.
Kissed you at the leaving party when he's about to go move in with her. Like,
and this is your all the meanwhile, your best friend.
Like, if we forget about what your best friend's done for a second by even getting with him, but like, He's
cheated
on her, and she doesn't deserve that if she's going to start a life with someone
and move him across the country,
right? Because he's obviously got a taste for, oh, I can probably get away with this now and then.
Yeah
because he has,
and obviously is getting a huge kick out of getting in the middle of a friendship,
right. Like
a
solid,
like guys would get, there's a guys out there who would get a huge kick out of coming in between a long-term friendship.
Yeah, and it's weird.
Because they'd be like, I'm the guy. Like,
They both want me.
I'm that good that they're willing to, like, you know, lose their friendship over me. Yeah. Like, they
their
get
childhood
a kick out
friendship.
Of that. So Brian could be a guy like that. Do you know what I mean?
He doesn't sound like the best egg in the world. And you're saying, like, I don't want you to live with this guilt.
I don't think you've got anything to feel
neither
guilty
do I,
about.
But I'm saying she's saying like she doesn't want this guilt to consume her. Like I think I would just tell her. I think you've got to tell her.
I know that you
don't
want to ruin everything and
or
blah.
Appear like the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be pissed off.
But at the end of the day, like if it was you, you would like she's not pregnant with this guy. She's not got his kid, you know? Yeah. She's not married
to
this guy.
They've not even moved in yet.
Which
is, this is great. Like now
is
the
time.
Now.
Yeah.
Before he moves, gets on that train.
Because it's just about like, because if you tell her, one, it's off your conscience.
Yeah.
You're not living this lie. You've told her it's out of your hands.
Yeah.
She can then do what she wants with the information that she's being given.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's kind of a winner, like,
yeah.
Because you're telling her before they move.
Yeah. Like you said, she's not preggo.
It's not like she's having this guy's kid, you know? It's off your conscience. Don't
they're
get
not
me
engaged.
Wrong. Yeah.
You're not breaking off an engagement or
they're
not like paid for a wedding.
Yeah. And if she gets angry at you, it's like, well, come on.
Exactly. Well, he was my first,
sorry, like, I don't want this guy. Like, I'm sorry that we kissed. That was not okay.
Yeah.
I never want that to happen again, but like, it's
but like at the end of the day,
you.
I care about you way more than I've ever cared about this guy.
Mm.
And regardless of what you've done to me, getting with him, whatever, I don't want you to go down this path with him because he's clearly not well suited for either of us.
Yeah.
And we should both forget about him
and move on.
And we should have never let a man come between our friendship. And that should be the conversation you two should have. And she should be like, thank you
for telling
me. For showing
me
the light.
Before it was too late.
Yeah. And then we're a winner.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't keep it in.
Yeah,
I don't think
don't
you would do.
Keep it in. But then also I'd more so be guilty that I was watching my best friend live with a guy who's not good and has cheated on her.
Yeah.
Because like I said, like he'll think he can do it multiple times wherever else they are.
Yeah.
Because he's got away with that little kiss
and
the first time.
It's that classic thing of like the truth always comes out. And it's better coming from you.
Right, because I'd be scared that it'd be like he'll get drunk one day, tell his mates.
They'll have an argument.
Yeah.
And be like, well, I kissed your best mate, blah, 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 blah. Do you know? And he could say it out of spite, you know, and then it's all twisted. Like, at least if you tell her, you have control of the narrative.
Yeah.
You can explain your feelings.
Yeah.
You can say how you wanted to get it off your chest and everything in the past, you know, it's water under the bridge and we've got ourselves into a weird situation.
We shouldn't never let a guy come between us.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think I would tell her.
I think you should tell her because, like Soph said, it's only going to come out in 2 years' time anyway. Because it always does. You'll get drunk, he'll get drunk, he'll tell someone, then it will get back to someone. Yeah. Like, and then it's going to be way worse than if it just came from you, her best friend.
And in terms of this guy,
hopefully you both
decide to just leave this guy behind.
Yeah, forget about this guy. So, I mean, unless you're undeniably in love with him and he's undeniably in love with you, then you could run away to Spain together. I don't know.
Start a new life.
But
he doesn't sound like the one for either of you.
It's too messy and love should be easy, right?
It shouldn't be this complicated.
It should be effortless, right? And I just feel like this is just too messy.
What a situation. No one needs that on their plate.
No.
That is stressful.
Honestly, like, talk to your mum. You sound like you've got like a really nice family.
Yeah.
Talk to your mum, your sisters, be honest with them, and they will give you great advice.
Yeah, try and like take peace with like, this will pass, that everything's gonna blow over.
Everything will be okay.
Everything always blows over, no matter what it is. Like,
always.
You're not gonna be feeling this like stressed and guilty, and you know, everything's not gonna be up in the air forever.
Yes.
Like, think about how you're gonna be in like 6 months' time. This will be a distant memory.
Because things feel so all-consuming in the moment, especially this. Like, this is a lot going on. It's the guy you have feelings for, and it's your best friend. It's really awkward.
Families.
The whole families are involved, the two families, and you feel like you're harboring the secret. Like, that's very overwhelming for one's brain to take.
But it's like, not gonna be like this forever.
Right, and like I said, in 6 months' time, I just want you to be at peace. It's all about a peaceful life.
Mm.
And I just feel like you've got to tell the truth to have a peaceful life.
Yeah.
In this instance.
Problem shared is a problem halved.
There we go.
Talk to some family who you trust. Or even another friend that you've got, you know, anyone
would
probably help.
Is a great shout.
Because things always feel worse when you're harboring it and you're just going round and round in your head.
Yes.
And sometimes when you vent it out to someone, it's like, oh, actually, well, yeah, I just need to do that and do that. And
you just need someone, you know, with a bit of logic, to be like, okay, well, these
who's
are the
not
facts.
In the situation,
Who doesn't have too many of emotions involved, to just give you the best kind of, and that is the best kind of advice.
Honesty is the best policy,
You'd
be doing your best friend a favor by telling her as well.
You really would, like, you really would, because the last thing we want to do is be.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
At their wedding.
Oh, God.
And you've still got this secret.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Speak now, forever hold your peace. What are you going to do with them? Four years later? Or when you're going wedding dress shopping with her. And you still know that you've kissed. Yeah. It's do it now.
Do it now. Rip the band-aid off.
Do it now. You'll feel so much better. It'll feel like the weight of the world is
lifted.
Yeah.
Hello.
No maid of honor? ? No maid of honor?
No maid of honor?
No maid of honor? What's this mean? For her wedding?
Does she
someone
not
else's
want
wedding?
One?
Do you want to be a maid of honor?
Mm.
Why shouldn't I have a maid of honor? And I'm not maid of honor material? Hey girls, this is a bit of a strange one. Me and my partner recently got engaged in June.
Congratulations.
Summer of love and all that. We've recently been talking about wedding planning. He has a lot of friends. And equally so do I. Although he has been the best although he has been the best man for a couple of his best mates' wedding. Oh, so he's in demand.
Mm.
If you've been a best man for popular guy, weddings, that, you're a really popular guy.
Very flattering.
Like, imagine I was a maid of honor for like three different.
Yeah,
that'd be crazy. Slay. Oh yeah, maid of honor a couple of times. Mm. Okay, so he's been the best man for a couple of other weddings, but I've yet to have the privilege of being bridesmaids and or maid of honor for someone's special day.
Okay.
The issue is that I don't have a strong group of friends that I can say I would confidently have as bridesmaids at our wedding, let alone of maid of honor. Okay. You don't have a standout gal or guy to be maid of honor, man of honor for you. Got it. He, on the other hand, has so many options that he's stuck on choosing.
Wow.
God, all right, Mr. Big Bollocks.
All right, you show off.
Right. I wish I had the same problem. Mm. Okay, so he's like, oh, I hear you. Who do I pick? And you're like, I ain't got no clue who I'm picking.
Yeah.
Do you think I should wait it out and see who sticks by me within the next 2 years as we plan to hopefully get married around 2025?
Okay.
So you've got time. Or should I just go with the longest serving friend just for the sole reason that our friendship has exceeded 10 years? Okay, so you're trying to, you're like, do I do this mathematically? Mm,
there's no one that's standing out.
So you don't have a best friend as such.
Yeah.
But she's got some long-term friends, but in kind of different groups.
There's not a standout one.
I feel like what you've probably got is, I'm just assuming, is maybe like group of school friends, group of uni friends.
Some
couple of stragglers
work.
From somewhere else. Yeah, a couple of workmates you've known for like 5 years. I don't know. And a couple of just like family friends.
So you're just thinking, well, who's the one I've known the longest?
Right.
Maybe it should be her.
Right, so you're like, but you don't have an overwhelming desire for any of these people.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, should I just like work it out by like how long I've been friends with these guys?
That's stressful, isn't it?
That is. You would generally think of going with that option as a positive. To which it is, but the friend that I'm referring to lives away now and I rarely see her.
And also, it's not always about how long you've known the person.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Some could argue that we're friends out of comfortability rather than having a lot in common anymore.
Okay.
Sorry to make it so sad. It's not sad.
It's not sad.
I just feel very stuck. Listen, you don't need a maid of honor.
You don't need a maid of honor at all.
You really don't. Some people don't
you
even
don't
have
need
bridesmaids. But I understand, like, if he's going to have a big groom's party or whatever, you want to have your gals behind you.
Yeah.
If I was you, I would just have, like, a little group of bridesmaids.
And I wouldn't choose a maid of honor.
And I wouldn't choose a maid of honor because none of you, not being mean, guys, but none of you are my best mates.
Mm.
Like, my mum can be my mate. What about your mum?
She's got her own role in the wedding.
I guess.
I mean, it's your wedding. You can do what you want.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, you can literally do what you want. But I'm not saying if this was Sophia, obviously, I'm not advising her. Well, you don't need a maid of honor. If you can't design, I guess.
If it's a real tie.
No, but like, just don't have any.
Yeah.
I would like, you sound like you've got some really good friends who you've had along your life, who have been around for 10 years, 2 years, 5 years. Bring them all together as a group of five. There's your bridesmaids.
Yeah, because I would just say don't have anyone.
And then
don't have any bridesmaids because you don't need them.
Yeah.
Like, you have, you're inviting everyone to your wedding. Like, it's going to be such a special day.
Yeah. Like they all care for
they
you.
They all care
like,
for
they're
you.
They're all your good friends.
And I know, like, a lot when they come, when it comes to choosing bridesmaids, it's like politics. And it's like, right, okay, I need to think about this because I don't want to piss people off and blah, blah, blah,
it's
blah,
the
blah,
pissing
blah.
People off.
And some people just think, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah. I hear that.
I hear it loud and clear.
Yeah.
But then I also can see from your point of view, if your fiance wants to have like 10 groomsmen, you're thinking,
because he's Mr. Popular,
fuck.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Look, listen, he's Mr. Popular.
Mm.
And it's like, why are you so Mr. Popular right now when I'm struggling to find a bridesmaid? And I guess for like pictures and stuff, don't they have all the groomsmen?
And then all the
bridesmaids. On that side, and then all the bridesmaids. If it was me, I would just have bridesmaids.
And no maid of honor.
And no maid of honor.
Me too.
And then just plan your own
Hen. With the girls.
With the girls.
Or just say to the girls, the bridesmaids, like, I'm not having a maid of honor. Like,
You're
all equally as special to me.
Beautiful.
So, like, they can all still plan your hen and do all the maid of honor duties. But
you
they
could
can
maybe
just do
appoint
it as a group.
A head bridesmaid.
Yeah, the one who you think's the most organized, yes. Like the mum of the group.
Yes, who you think has experience in events.
Yes. Anyone got any events planning background?
Susie, I know you've planned a few events over your days.
So therefore, you are going to be head bridesmaid.
We've got head bridesmaid, Sue, is that what you say? Sue bridesmaid?
Pardon?
Like the sous chef.
Oh, the sous chef. I don't know about that.
Co-bridesmaid, Helen, you are. And then the rest of you, you're just, yeah,
just be there on the day.
Just be, yeah, I would, but equally, like you say, you've got 2 years.
It's a long time.
You might really bond with someone and you might meet someone new.
Yeah.
And you instantly become besties.
Yeah.
Like Lydia, my sister, met her best friend in the club toilets and they've been best friends ever since.
True.
Like you can just meet people. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know what's going to happen. Mm. Doesn't always have to be like the person you've known since you were two.
Yeah.
You know? Because like you said, this girl who you've known for 10 years, she's more of just like a...
acquaintance,
a novelty friend. Like,
yeah.
Well, we've known each other since we were about 2 years old. Mm, and
probably
she's just,
should.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's your wedding. You've got to be happy.
Yes.
And
you don't want to feel uncomfortable with a maid of honor. Like,
no.
And also, you don't want to make the wrong decision.
No.
And, like,
and you also don't want to feel like... you know, you're having bridesmaids and maid of honors for the sake of it.
Right.
Like, if there's genuinely not, like, you know, a group of people that you think, yeah, I really want you. Because it's about who do you want stood next
to
you.
Who are in your life.
Stood behind you.
Support you.
Yeah. And if you think, actually, I don't want any of that. I just want everyone to be invited.
Yeah.
And I want to be up there with my husband and that's it. Then, like, you do you.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's becoming way more popular now.
Forget the pictures and if he's got groomsmen.
Yeah, you can still have a hen with just friends and family. It doesn't have to be so, like, traditional with the bridesmaids and the maid of honor and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because it's your wedding. You can do what you want. I'll always remember, like, Olivia Attwood, she was saying, like, she did she not have any bridesmaids?
I can't remember exactly. I didn't watch it, but it was something about she definitely didn't have a maid of honor.
I don't think she had any. I could be getting this wrong, but I've got a feeling that she didn't have any bridesmaids.
Yeah, love that.
And she was like, yeah, it's too much hassle.
Yeah.
Or she wishes she didn't have any bridesmaids.
Oh, she wishes
remember.
She didn't, right.
One or the other.
I don't know.
I saw something on TikTok,
yeah.
So I can't really remember. But yeah, and I think, yeah, good for you.
Because, like, you're the prime example of, like, just, like, we don't need to do it. And we don't need a maid of honor because, yeah, can't really be asked. Also, like, you don't want anyone to get upset if you pick one person.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like...
Well, you just don't want to be forcing it.
Forcing
because
it.
Because you feel like you should. You know,
because at the end of the day, the wedding is about you marrying Brian.
Exactly. It's
not
about you and Brian.
It's not about.
It's not about your mates.
The maid of honor.
No.
Is it?
No.
You can't pick your bridesmaids now and then promote one of them in about a year's time because she's been like a really good mate to you.
I guess you could.
You could.
Yeah. Because she wouldn't say no, would she?
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of the other bridesmaids.
Yeah.
But then I guess they can't deny it. Like it's like, oh, yeah, we're not best.
Yeah, I think you could.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's easier to do that than to get rid of any.
Right.
So, like, don't be too hasty.
Yeah.
And, like, under pressure.
Yeah. Don't panic appoint bridesmaids.
Yes. That's a definitely, yeah.
You've got
that's
time.
Good advice. Baby. Okay, next dilemma.
Okay.
I am obsessed with my man's ex.
Listen.
Okay, we'll take a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, listen, I love a stalk.
Staying in our own lane.
Stalks are, you know, and also you want to be aware of who this person is, generally speaking.
Chintzy is really good at it as well.
Yeah, like I just want to be aware sometimes if I'm getting
involved. I don't mean you stalking your man's exes. I mean like you're just good at finding people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you ever need
if
help.
If we pass someone in the street, she can find them on
socials.
Oh
yeah, like I'm very good with faces.
Very good with faces.
Not so with names, but if I saw a face, I could probably pinpoint you from a time in my life.
Yeah. Okay, so back to the dilemma. I'm obsessed with my man's ex. I've had a problem that has been affecting my daily life for a while now.
Okay, so this is the problem then. This is not just a little stalk here and there.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years and he is truly the man of my dreams. We love each other so much and I truly believe we are each other's soulmates. Mm-hmm. However, before we started dating, he used to have a girlfriend of 3 years, and they had a very public relationship.
Okay.
Our town is super small, so basically at that time, everyone knew they were together. Just as to this day, right. Everyone knows that he's with me.
Yeah, okay. And it's yeah. like, so you know, yeah, yeah. Like I could picture all the couples that we yeah. know from.
We know some famous couple, Knotts couples.
Yeah, and it's just know. Like, you're just famous couples from the hometown.
Yeah.
Like, we are there, yeah, they've been together for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You just know.
So, when we started dating, his ex came up. Okay. He told me they broke up because she cheated on him and he was very much over her.
Okay.
So we never spoke of her again.
Nice.
The problem is that it has been 3 years, and even though he never once has mentioned her again, I can't seem to stop thinking about her.
Okay. So he's never brought... I mean, that's great.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck, which is great. So it's not like... He's still obsessed with that.
No.
He's over. She cheated on him and he said, good riddance.
Fuck you. Didn't want you anyway. Yeah, I was over it.
Yeah, I need someone who's going to love me.
She's saying, because she is literally the most drop-dead gorgeous girl I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I have literally created a fake Insta, fake TikTok, just to stalk her and see everything that's going on with her life. I love the honesty. Yeah. You know, everyone stalks.
Yeah.
I love the honesty.
But have you seen the danger with the TikTok stalking on a fake user?
I would never stalk on TikTok because I don't know how that app
works. No, but like if I was to...
Because doesn't it say like, viewed your profile?
So if I was to set up a fake TikTok or like Instagram, so and it just says user 158660089. And say it's on Instagram and I view this person's story as that user, right? So they can... So if I set that user up using my number and my email...
Which is the only way you can really set up an account.
I ain't got multiple emails unless, you know, we're really fancy with it. So then that person, you know when you do like a forgot password vibes?
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, do you want us to text you or email you?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say your whole email, but it like
stars it out.
And you can infer like whose email it is, like if you're aware of emails or like a number, it will say the last like 2-3 digits. Mm-hmm. So if that person has you in their contacts, they can figure out who it is that's stalking them.
Right.
So say the last 3 digits of your number is 876. And on this fake user, it was your number, 876.
I'd be like, what?
You can figure out who's stalking you.
So we need to be careful.
So if we're doing that, set it up with a fake email and a fake number. Yeah.
Get a burner phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's created fake accounts, the works. Okay. This has
so your professional level stalking.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. Yeah. This has become a habit in my everyday life.
Yeah.
And I've come to realize that every time she posts something and I see it, basically ruins my day.
Oh, babe.
She is beautiful and I can't help but compare myself to her in so, so many ways.
Yeah.
She is also in a relationship now, so I know there is nothing left.
Yeah.
She's put from... Brian and her past relationship.
Yeah.
I've also mentioned her a couple of times to him and he once told me that she is basically dead to him.
Yeah. Love that.
Goals.
Yeah, literal goals.
I feel like I've gotten so much more insecure since I've been doing this. And as much as I want this to stop, I still find myself lurking for her pictures.
Right.
I don't know where it's coming from since I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. And I just want to forget all about it. It's literally a daily habit. And like, I want to stop. Mm-hmm. So please, girls, I would really love it if you could help me out.
Comparison is the worst
comparison
thing.
Is the thief of joy.
It's the worst thing you can do for your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your inner beauty.
That's a way to ruin your day.
It is. Comparing yourself to someone else is just appearance. You don't even know her.
No.
And you know, she could be the devil. But you're just seeing purely
what she's choosing to put out into
the world. And you are comparing yourself. And comparison is the worst thing ever. Like,
it's the thief of joy.
We always say this, but like, would you compare a sunset?
And a flamingo.
And a flamingo. No. A flamingo's a flamingo. A sunset's a sunset. Mm.
Both beautiful.
But how beautiful is a flamingo? Stunning. Yeah. Angelic, and pink,
and
feathers.
You don't look at a sunset and think, oh, this makes a flamingo ugly. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't look at the sunset and go, that should look more like a flamingo.
You don't look at the flamingo and go, oh, but the sunset is just not the same.
Yeah, like, because they're two different things.
And right. You don't compare them like that.
Right.
So why are you comparing yourself to a completely different human being?
Right. When there's no comparison.
There's no comparison.
Different. We're both beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like someone else's beauty doesn't take away from your own.
Right.
Like, we can appreciate someone's beauty, but I'm still beautiful.
Yeah. It's just like, because she's pretty doesn't make you not
pretty
or you less.
Yeah, not
like,
at all.
It's not like, oh, there can only be one gorgeous person on the planet.
Right.
And she gets everything.
Right.
And the rest of us just die.
Right. Because we're all gorge.
Yeah.
We're all beautiful.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend is with you and he loves you.
And also he's with you for more than your appearance.
Exactly.
He's with you because, you know, you can fight in front of him.
Exactly.
And he calls you a little trumpet bum.
And he knows, he's known you for over 3 years and he loves you and he adores you and he never even talks about his ex.
No.
He literally said this person's dead to him.
Yeah.
Also, like, she cheated on him.
You know yourself, like, when you love someone,
yes,
they become even more attractive to you.
Yes,
and even more like, you're just the best thing I've ever seen.
And you said you've never been happier.
And when you don't, like, if you think about your exes,
yeah,
you probably look at them and think, ugh. But at a time, you fancied them.
Right.
You wanted to be with them. You pursued them.
Right, right.
But now that you don't have feelings for them, they haven't physically changed, but you see them through different eyes.
Yes.
Equally, like, your boyfriend
Completely
is looking
true.
At you and thinking, oh my God, you're the most beautiful
Adore
thing I've ever seen because he's in love
angel.
With you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not a competition, you know, right. about who's got this and who's done
and
this.
He and he is not sat there comparing.
He's not thinking about it.
He's not thinking about her at all. He's just focused on what you two are going to make for dinner that night.
Yeah. And what you're doing at
and
the
that's
weekend.
That, right?
So, but I understand, like, you found yourself in this hole.
Because also,
you've got,
like,
into this routine of, like, wanting to know who his ex was, which a lot of us do. Like, we want to know who our partners have been with.
Curiosity is natural and normal.
And then you've kind of developed it into, like, oh, well, I want to see, like, if she's on private.
Like,
now I'm going to make a fake account. Yeah. Okay, well, now I need to look at it. And, oh, she's posted. I'm going to have a look. And you've kind of got a kick about... You kind of like, you're sort of like, you've seen behind the curtain of, like, your boyfriend's old life kind of thing.
Yeah. And you've kind of got to know her through the screen kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, hope she enjoyed that holiday in Greece with her new boyfriend. Mm. You know, those
And you've
kind
become
of
almost like a little bit fascinated.
Yes.
With, like, what she's doing and
if who
she is.
If it was me, I would block her on your fake account.
Yeah.
Delete that fake account.
Yeah.
I would even
go cold turkey.
I would even just block her on your just, like, regular account.
I would too.
Just so that you're not even... Not
aware.
Even curious at all. Block her on your TikTok, on your Instagram, and it will go. Habits, how long do they take?
21 days, I think,
right.
or something like that.
Give it a month. You won't even be thinking about her. And just remember that you're beautiful and there's no comparison between
you.
Because
like you said, like, this is ruining your day.
Right. You
are choosing to ruin your own day.
Because every time you look at her, it upsets
it brings
you
down. And I get it. Like,
right.
I totally get it.
Same.
Like, we all compare ourselves and we all can feel like shit when we see someone else and think, oh,
especially if we're
hell.
Having
like
a bad day already. If we're having a bad
doesn't
self-image
help.
Day already, it doesn't help.
So you have to, like Chintzia said, look after yourself.
Take matters into your own
hands.
And
be like, is this serving me? Yes or no?
No.
No. Is this making me feel good? No. Is this bringing me joy?
No, it's not.
Absolutely fucking
not.
Is
this making me feel
shit? It is ruining
shit?
My day and it's making me feel shit. So you have to stop doing it and you have to be strict with yourself and discipline.
Self-control.
Block. It's like when
And then
you...
it'll become a habit not to do it.
Yeah.
And it'll be weird to stalk
To
her.
Do it.
Yeah.
And it's like when... people stalk their exes, not even their ex's girlfriend or their boyfriend's exes, like your own exes. Like some people, like, they can't help it. They want to know what's going on. They want to see if they're doing better than them. They want to see that their life is
it's
crashing
like
and burning. Yeah. And it becomes like a daily habit that you don't even realize you're
doing. But it's
doing,
unhealthy and it's like...
But it's not healthy.
You can't even move on in your own life. You're not even present in your own life.
That's why we
you're
always...
You're so consumed by thinking about, oh, what's he up to? What she's up to?
That's why we always say to block.
Block.
Because like then even just like when you're watching people's stories, theirs might come up and it's like, oh, fuck, there they are again. Like
you
if
control.
You block them, like... You're not going to be fed any of their shit.
Right. And in that moment where you're like, oh, I'm curious. You can't even type their name in because they don't even come up, and it's put. And then you're like, oh yeah, I didn't even. Why was I even thinking?
Why was
they
going to do that?
Them? Yeah, right. It's perfect. So I block her on all platforms.
I would too.
And focus on your beautiful relationship that you have.
You're happy. You're in the happiest relationship. You've got a lovely boyfriend. Yeah. Like, you've got so much going for you right now.
You really do. And he sounds really lovely.
Yeah. Honestly, stay in your own lane. You can't control what other people do, how other people feel.
She's moved on.
You're living your life. Yeah. You're not living your life for her. You're living your life for you. Like, we all only get one chance, one merry-go-round. Yeah. And you don't want to look back and think, why did I spend all those years
obsessing over someone about, I don't even know? Never even met the girl. Never even met her.
No.
And also, like, that's dangerous as well, because then you're kind of fantasizing what she's like.
Yes.
Oh, maybe was she funnier than me? Was she a better kisser than me? Why are we thinking about that?
Yeah.
So irrelevant. Doesn't even matter.
So irrelevant.
Don't even know her. It's like when you are in love with the idea of a guy you're seeing.
Yes. Crush is just a lack of knowledge.
Exactly. A crush is just a lack of information. Yeah, because I don't know you.
Yeah.
So all I'm
That's
doing...
That's why you seem so great.
Exactly. Because so all I'm doing is fantasizing about you and how great I want you to be and how amazing I want our future relationship to be. But in reality, none of the sorts ever going to occur.
No, because that's not who you are.
It's not who you are. It's not the reality of it.
That's just who I've imagined you to
literally
be.
Literally my imagination.
Mm.
So it's just our imaginations. It's just our minds tricking us constantly.
Maybe get one of those. I'm sure there's some really good, like, we need to find some really empowering books that we can read for, like, in our 20s. Because there are some really good ones out there. Well, we spoke about this on our Patreon and we wanted to start a book
club. The one I want to
But there
read,
are some really good ones.
I am
ones.
Reading The Summer I Turned Pretty right now. But after, we do need to read Everything I Know About Love by Dolly.
Yes.
That's like meant to be the book.
Yeah.
And I do think we should read that. Dolly Alderton or something, Everything I Know About Love. And it's literally about being in your 20s. And I think most of us and kind navigating. Of are in our 20s here, who's listening and watching. Or around about there. And like, I do think it's really meant to be really valuable for us. Because like, we're right smack bang in the middle of our 20s.
In the thick of it.
In the thick of it. So I think we need to read it. After I've read The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Of course. Right, for the last dilemma, we think we're going to roulette this baby.
All right.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh my God, what
we've got? We've got girl talk. Please keep this anonymous. She hasn't given us a...
Oh my God, the mystery.
So she hasn't given us a subject line or anything, but she's... So girl talk caps, please keep this anonymous. 2 exclamation
When
marks.
Have we ever not kept it anonymous?
Yeah,
girl?
Right.
You must be new around here. All right, come Helen. On.
Okay. Okay. And it's girl talk, so it's appropriate.
Perfect.
I've been friends with my best friend. She put that in quotation marks.
Oh.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Ouch. Okay.
Frenemies.
Ouch. Since we were 2 years old. We went to school together, but different sixth forms. And we then had different paths afterwards, with one of us going to uni and the one not. Okay. So got you. We are so different now. Completely different friendship groups, different interests. And just all together, we are completely different.
Okay.
In some ways, I feel like our friendship is forced and based 100% on the fact we have known each other so not. We kind of touched on that
we
with the bridesmaid thing, didn't we?
Yes. Feeling like you kind of have to be friends because you've known each other since you were so young.
Yeah.
But if I met you today,
we probably wouldn't even connect because we don't have the same interests.
Yeah.
We're not alike. We don't have the same humor anymore. Yeah. So it's like you can be better friends with people you've met that year.
Yes, definitely.
Than someone you've known since you were 2. Right. Well, it's like any kind of relationship.
Yeah.
If I had a boyfriend since I was 16... we'd be on completely different pages now at 26. I'm 25, I'm not 26 yet. I'm just rounding up. Okay, so in some ways I feel like our friendship is forced and based 100% on the fact we have known each other so long. Mm. I was her bridesmaid. This is lit.
Oh my God, it's dilemma number one or two.
I was her bridesmaid last year and I am now getting married next year.
Oh my God!
What the fuck? It's the same!
It's the same. So do you feel pressure
yes,
to choose
she
her?
She said,
but
I
you
felt,
don't actually want to choose
feel,
her.
I feel obliged to ask her to be mine.
Oh my God.
No way. God. That's crazy that we've clicked on this. Mm. So since then, I've completely regretted it and wished I didn't ask her.
What did I say? Yeah! It's so hard. We literally said, don't rush choosing your bridesmaids.
I know, because you can't take it back.
You can't demote. Exactly. Well, you can, but it's hard.
I mean, it's like you can, because it's your wedding and you are allowed to have who you want there and whoever, you know, because someone's going to bring the mood down.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You know what I mean?
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Shit. So, okay. So since then, this is crazy.
This is wild.
I'm really baffled by this. Okay. So since then, I've completely regretted it and wish I didn't ask.
Fuck.
But now I wouldn't have gotten away with that. But I know I wouldn't have gotten away with that either. Okay. So you know, she'd be like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Why aren't I your bridesmaid? Yeah. It is awkward as due to our friendship, our parents are now friends too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Since I asked her has now told me she's going to try. Okay, since I've asked her, she's now told me she's going to try for a baby at the start of next year, which is around 8 months before my wedding.
Oh.
Okay, so basically she might well be heavily pregnant as bridesmaid.
Okay, that's fine.
She is also booked on my hen do to Marbella, which is the month before the wedding. Okay, she can just not drink. I'm so happy for her that she's in this stage of her life. But since this, she is now trying to have input into things for the wedding, i.e. bridesmaids' dresses, etc. Trying to pressure me to go for a style I don't like in case she needs room for the bump.
Oh.
Okay, so she's trying to heavily influence the bridesmaid style because she needs
next
room.
She's gonna be suggesting that we go to a health retreat for the hen instead of Marbella. Yeah,
maybe we should not drink this whole trip, guys. Yeah,
should we have a wholesome detox before the wedding? Yes. You're thinking absolutely fucking not.
Yes. Okay, so that's kind of rubbing you up the wrong way.
Pregnant
then,
girls are still fun though.
Yeah, pregnant girls are still precious.
We need to take care of them.
But I kind of get it if it's just kind of low-key pissing you off. Because you're trying to find the best bridesmaid's dress. And she's not even pregnant yet.
Yes, that's another thing. Yeah. She's not actually pregnant yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully she gets pregnant soon.
I now also feel bad for whoever ends up sharing a room with her in Marbella, as they will surely feel awkward and have to be more chill, go home early with the pregnant girl. Not necessarily. Okay, so
pregnant girls can stay out all night.
Okay, so now you're like thinking way ahead.
Well, you're just thinking now, you're like I'm assuming that the other girls that are going to be your bridesmaids, none of you have hit the baby stage of life yet.
Right.
You're all like girls, you've not got any kids. Yeah.
We're just getting married, just getting engaged, maybe.
Maybe a couple of them are single. And you're just thinking now like, okay, if she's going to be like 7 months pregnant, the vibe might change a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all you're thinking of. But I don't think it's a bad thing.
That's okay. I think that'd be so fun if Sophia was heavily pregnant at my hen do.
I think that'd be so fun.
Here's the pregnant lady. Oh God, guys, slow down. She can't keep up. You have to wear flats tonight, babes. Your feet are very swollen. Your ankles are huge. it's quite fun. But it's not fun to you. Mm. So I hear you.
Whoa.
Guys, slow down. Guys.
We could do that thing for you
where I come round your back and I hold your belly up for you to relieve your back pain.
We could do like fun drinking games with the belly. Like you could take shots off the belly.
Yeah, like
we could
draw smiley faces on the belly. Yeah,
with, you know, safe ink.
But like also how funny would it be being at Ocean Beach
with
the biggest belly ever. Like,
it's quite cool.
You get some really cool pics and vids.
Yeah, you would. And then their baby's gonna be like, wow, my mom was so cool.
Yeah, that was so... Okay. Okay, so I am probably overthinking it. But as I was already regretting asking her before all this.
Yes.
So this has just heightened your already
concerns.
Because
this is the girl that you didn't really want as your bridesmaid. Yes. You just felt obliged.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting. I want to give her the option to not be a bridesmaid.
Okay.
But even if I asked, I presume she will still say yes to not.
Okay.
Okay. She's also very OTT and extra and likes to try and be involved in everything. Sorry, this is so long. I feel like I can't vocalize this annoyance to anyone in person. So you've ended up being my agony aunts.
That's what we're here for.
Also, how annoying will the massive baby bump be in all my pics? And if she's tired...
Babe.
And if she's tired and pregnant, it won't be the same energy when getting ready in the morning. And the night before the wedding, when I want to be all hyped up and happy, I can't vocalizing that right. So you already didn't want this girl to be a bridesmaid, basically. You felt kind of forced, pressured. Oh, I guess I've been friends with her since I was 2 years old. Guess our parents are best friends now. Like, she has
you felt
to be
like
involved.
You had to.
And like, it probably would have been more ag to not. But now you're kind of regretting, you're overthinking this whole baby malarkey. And you're even thinking to the wedding morning.
Where she's going to have this big bump.
and you're just...
It's boiling.
That's going to be... It's fucking boiling in here. Helen, it's fucking hot in here. We fucking make up sweating off. Oh. What, Braxton Hicks. And you're just thinking, fuck off.
Well, this isn't about you.
Is it maybe a kind of thing like, yeah, you don't want her to kind of steal
take any shine,
because,
take any attention away,
because she's going to be the heavily pregnant woman,
yeah, and people
around.
Love
people
pregnant
go,
people.
When are you two?
You look like you're about to pop. The baby will be here tomorrow.
And maybe you're concerned that her fucking water's going to break on the dance floor and steal your limelight or something.
Because you don't want your wedding to become about someone that you don't like. You don't like this girl. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because if this was your best friend, you'd be like, yes. Oh my fucking God, this is so fun. Like, yes. But it's because because deep down, like, you actually don't like this girl. Like,
so anything she does is going to irritate you.
And you're...
Especially on the morning of your wedding when she sat down complaining about how hot it is in that room and that she wants to change her lip color or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hear you.
You were thinking of going down the route of like
asking her, would you like to not be a bridesmaid?
You know, if you're pregnant, you know, I don't want to give you this load. Like, there's going to be like, but then, you know, I think you're a bit soon because she's not pregnant yet.
Yes, that's true.
And she may not be pregnant.
Yeah, she may not be. We don't know.
We don't know. Like, everyone goes on a different journey.
This is all our imagination running wild with
this
here.
Yeah, like, we don't know.
She's going to start trying 8 months before your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I think let's just cross the bridge when we get to it.
I agree.
Like,
because a lot can change here. A lot can change between now and January.
You two might bond a lot this year. You two might become real, really close again.
Yeah.
And you might be really excited about her pregnancy endeavors.
Yeah.
Right? And would want to get her a special bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah.
Or it won't be that. Mm. And she'll maybe get pregnant in January, and maybe a couple months after that, you could say, look, if you don't want to be...
Just thinking ahead.
If you, you know, I don't want to
stress
you
out. Would it be easier for you?
You know, listen, I'm going to be a bridezilla, I'll tell you that. Mm. And I don't want to stress you out and your pregnancy hormones because you've got enough to worry about other than me. Like, you shouldn't be worrying about me, the bride.
Yes.
So if you just want to rock up with your boyfriend, with your husband.
On the day.
And just have a chill one and have some, you know, mocktails all night.
The option's there.
If I got asked that, I'd probably be like, no, I want to be there for you. Mm-hmm. That's probably how she's going to respond.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, or she'll be like, yeah, actually, I'd like the pressure to be taken off me. I don't know. It's a tough one.
It's all hypothetical right now. It's all hypothetical.
Yeah.
It's all up in the air. But you obviously feel like you don't want to demote her as a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Because you've not said you want to go that far.
Yeah.
She's just getting on your nerves.
And you're not here for it.
Yeah, because you want this to be about you.
Well, you don't... you want this to be about you.
What to do? What can you really do, though? Your options are, you either... If you really don't like this girl, if you don't like her and you wish you'd never asked her... You can demote her.
Because
you can say, like, look, I want to just scale the bridesmaids back a little bit. I feel like I've got too many people going on. Like I'm just gonna rein this in a bit.
You could say,
Brian's, you know, dropping a few guys from the groom side. So I just want to scale this back a little bit. And, you know, especially if you're gonna be pregnant, I just feel like, let's just make this easier for everyone. You know, I don't want to put this on your plate. It would make my life easier, you know, for numbers. You could demote her if you want to. because your wedding.
At the end of the day, it's your wedding. You're only going to have one wedding, and the time is nigh to be selfish. Because like we had that friend who she didn't want to invite one particular girl.
Yeah.
And I remember her asking us, "Oh, should I invite her?" And we were like, "Well, how does this person make you feel?" She's like, "She makes, yeah, she's really don't not like nice her, to me. Scary. I don't like her." Like, and we were like, "Don't invite her, please. I beg of you." Like, we didn't know who it was, but we were like, "She doesn't make you feel great.
No.
And she's not a good friend of yours. Please invite her." Anyway, she ended up inviting her.
Because of groups and politics.
Because of groups and politics and keeping the peace. And
she wishes she didn't.
And she wishes she didn't. So it's like, just be selfish. You know, put yourself first.
If there's one day to be selfish,
it's your wedding day.
It's your wedding day.
Yeah. And like
you said, because it's either, yeah, you demote her or it's like you get on with it and you enjoy yourself. You're gonna get married. She's coming along. She's part of the gang. You did ask her. You have asked her to be your bridesmaid. Like, you've made that call.
You made that decision.
Run with
the
call. You know, you were her bridesmaid. It'd be nice to, you know, to give that back and, you know, try and get back to a really happy place with her and try and get into a positive frame of mind about her.
Because you have been in each other's life since you were 2 years old, and just kind of see it as like, this is really sentimental.
Yeah.
I've known you're like a sister. Yeah. You know, generally come along for the ride. Because, you know, I've known you since I was, two.
I think you either need to get on board or get out, because it's not going to do you any good to keep her on the roster, but keep thinking so negatively about her. That's also only going to ruin your day.
She's only going to feel the vibes.
And make you feel stressed.
She's going to feel the negative vibes too. And also, like, the vibes at the hen do might not be high if you're kind of, you know,
bitching about her to other people.
If she's pissing you off. Or... And then, you know, we want to have a good time overall. Yeah. So, if what's best to do is to disinvite, that's what's best to do. But just know she might not even show to the wedding.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd try and get things on board.
Yeah, I would try and get, let's get a
totally
good vibe
your
going.
Call.
But it is, you know, you're the one who knows that this is your life. This is your wedding.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck with
what
that.
What a roulette that was.
Yeah, fucking hell. Crazy one, that.
Roulette really comes through.
God,
sometimes.
It really does. Well, have a fun in Marbella.
I know. And the bump.
Have fun in Marbella with the bump next summer, rooting for you guys.
If we go to Marbella and see a big pregnant lady in a group of hens, I'm going to know it was you. Baby. Okay, guys.
Should we find ourselves a quote?
Yeah,
quote?
Let's find a quote. And don't forget that we are doing extra episodes now every single week
Patreon.
So if you want to hear from us twice a week, every single Monday, there's a new episode on Patreon.
Every Monday, baby.
You can click the link in the Girls Bathroom Instagram bio, or it's just patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom. And it's a whole group chat over there.
There's literally a group chat where you can chat. We chat in there sometimes.
People are...
sending
book
in
recommendations,
pictures.
Sending in their Bryans.
Yeah, I love
talking about
the Bryans.
Just the hot gossip. People are meeting up. It's becoming like a really amazing space. So if you want to join that, it's there for you.
Guys.
There's a few pregnant girls in the group chat, isn't there? A girl found out she was having twins.
Love it.
Yeah. There's,
guys,
there's
I've typed in on Pinterest bridesmaid quotes.
Okay.
So let's see what we got. Well, yeah, look. Right, this is the definition of a bridesmaid. A woman who is like my sister. She's a friend in every way. A special person who I'm asking to stand next to me on my big day. And if that person, if you're thinking of someone and they don't embody that, don't ask them to
your
best. Don't take them off.
This is also another definition of a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
A special woman, someone like a sister, a good listener, someone to help me pick out the perfect dress, bachelorette party planner, someone who loves me even during my bridezilla moments, a person I need by my side
even during my
as I promise forever to the one I love.
Aww. God, I feel like we're planning a wedding or something.
Same. Oh,
yeah.
I can't say I do without you. Will you be my bridesmaid?
That's cute.
That is so cute.
That's cute. That's nice. But equally to the lady who wasn't sure who to be a bridesmaid, you don't need them.
You don't need them.
You don't need them.
Who needs them?
Who
right?
needs
they come with all this drama and pregnancy bellies.
You know,
who needs them?
You know, on my wedding, I'll probably have 5 women all pregnant, 9 months pregnant. Every single one of them's going to, their water's going to break on the hen.
Wedding's off.
Wedding's off. You're all fucking demoted. This is a joke. I don't want newborn babies at my wedding or pregnant women on the invite. No pregnant women allowed. Or newborn babies. No kids.
Imagine.
Imagine on the break. No.
Oh, that's going to be an era. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Just to clarify, we love pregnant women and we love weddings.
Yes. No, listen, I want all the pregnant women at my wedding.
Yeah.
I think it's lovely. I think it's lovely.
Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, follow us on Instagram at thegirlsbathroom, TikTok, YouTube, all of that.
Love you so much, guys. Have a good week.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.